Hey. So I shared about W, this would probably be the last post about him, seeing how our affair ended. A little background, after the two acid trips, I did some research on psychedelics and came across DMT. I asked him about it. We came to conclusion that he was able to make it. He bought most of the stuff needed except he was missing one ingredient, which was pickling lime. It was October 19th. We googled where to find it and literally went everywhere in search for this damn pickling lime. Before we actually met up though, W made it clear that he didn't want to fuck, that that's all we do. In my head I'm thinking, that's the main reason we meet up. Ahaha. But I guess he wanted a break from the sex? It baffled me, but whatever, I had to respect the fact that he didn't want to fuck. We traveled to Home Depot, Michaels, Walmart, and even Food for Less to find this damn pickling lime. No one had it. Until our last stop was Walmart and they said that the Walmart in Downey had it. So we bust a mission and get in the car, drive on the freeway. Granted, I'm trying my best not to mess with him sexually. Which was hard, I just wanted to pounce on him. I'm singing in the car. And I mention I'm friggin' bored. What does this dude do? As my humps goes on, I get excited because I know that song by heart, so I'm ready to just sing it. He says, well, I can fix that. He started to finger me. I was wearing shorts, it was hot in October lol. And I'm startled and I go, what? But I lower myself and undo my zipper and button on my shorts and let him finger me. He's rubbing my clit with his fingers, getting his other fingers deep in my pussy. I'm moaning and keep reminding him to pay attention to the driving too. We get to Walmart, park, and I question him, what happened to the no sex rule? He replied back, shit happens. I go, in that case, I lower his pants, and get his dick out, and with caution, I start deep-throating his dick, sucking his tip. He freaks out because someone decided to park next to us. An older gentleman, who when I get up from W's lap, looks at me and smiles. I mention that I don't think he cared. We get ready to leave the car, enter Walmart, find the damn pickling lime in aisle H28. We actually make excitement over this damn pickling lime. The lady in the same aisle just stared at two weirdos being happy about pickling lime. Ahaha. We get some Burger King and drive back to his place in Long Beach. We fuck, of course, getting and giving head. At one point I even rimmed him. Yep, I did something I really didn't even think I'd ever do. We both come, him in my ass. I take a quick rinse of my body, and he takes me home. We didn't make the DMT, he was gonna do that on his own. Flash forward to November 6th. Another day to meet up with W, and again, he makes it clear, we aren't fucking. Again, I'm baffled, and say whatever, fine. He instructs me on what to do when I take my hit of the DMT. I take my hit. Tried to hold that shit in forever, but ended up coughing it up. I'm weak. Ahaha. And that's when I saw, purple and green around his room. The ceiling was in waves. And then, his eyes turned completely black. Me being coy, I reminded him of our last acid trip. How hot it was. And I'm coming off the trip because DMT doesn't last that long. And he just lunges at me. I stop him and ask him if he's sure, and he just kisses me back, and says MHMM. Pushes me back on the bed, takes off my pants, eats me out. Pretty much the gist of our fucking happens. Ends with coming in my ass again. We get ourselves together, showers and whatnot. And he assured me, that that was the last time we were gonna fuck for sure. And why? Because he decided to pursue a relationship with someone new, his girlfriend, who had been his girlfriend since September. I knew it, but I was fine with it coming to an end. That same night, I decided to meet someone else who I had been talking to after W drops me off at a place. We shall call him C. I also met him on Bumble. C was hesitant at first, but he showed up. We made good conversation. He was adorable. A guy with freckles, ahaha. The first guy I meet with freckles. I apologize to him about being so absent in our convo earlier on Snapchat, since I was hanging out with W. I told C that I ended a friendship in a sense. He said that sucked. His car was low on gas, so we get to the gas station. As he fills up his tank, which took forever, he sits next to me and starts feeling up my shirt and I'm like, people can see. Ahaha. That just turned me on. We park at a random street and I told him I can't really fuck because I'm about to go home. Honestly, I just didn't want to because out of respect for C, I had fucked W earlier in the day. It just didn't feel right for me. I never told him that. Anyways, we park and make out. He sucks on my tits, and I pull out his dick. I was amazed by his dick, he had a really nice one. He comes, I swallow. I thought we had good rapport, but apparently, on his end of things, he didn't think the same. He ended up ghosting me. There's more to that part, but honestly not even worth typing it up. Lol, I'm just a little upset we never got to fuck. I haven't seen W since November 6th. He did hit me up on Snapchat saying he misses the sex because his GF was new to it, the sex. Aha. I didn't reply much to him, but I did let him know I was sharing our adventures and he thought that was awesome. I even tried to send him what I wrote and what was his reply, I don't think my GF would like that. So that's that. W opened a big world to me and the affair was fun while it lasted.